you.
This recent after-work gathering in Charlotte resembles those held by any number of veterans groups.
So we talked last week about balance. We're going to talk about stressful relief today.
But as it convenes, one difference is obvious.
Everybody has the same foundation. Okay, you're all females.
A crucial difference, says Army veteran Joy Cook.
So no matter what we're talking about, whether it's a relationship or whether it's the kids or whether everybody has that same base of going, oh, yeah, I know.
These meetings are only for female veterans, and they've been occurring over the past few weeks all over the country, thanks to a grant from Walmart and with support from the VA. The idea behind the Women Veteran Network, or WOVEN, is to build a gender-specific support system. Human connections are crucial for mental health, and especially when women are just getting out of the service, says Air Force veteran Kat Corchado, who's leading the meeting.
The military really made it seem like all you do is this and this and this and this. You need LinkedIn and you'll be good. And so I got out of the military thinking I had this pat. I was good.
But once out, she didn't feel linked into any sort of support.
You get into this free fall and you don't know how to climb back out of it. And so I thought my struggle was just mine. But I didn't realize until years later that every veteran, but especially female veterans, go through that free fall.
She says women vets deal with obvious stresses from wartime deployments and shifting out of the predictable, regimented world of the military. But Corchado said they may also have other pressures that are more common for women, like being a single parent, as she was when she moved back into civilian life.
Not only do they have to find a job, they have to find schools that, you know, support their kids. And then they're doing everything for their family that, you know, two parents would normally do, so that's difficult.
There are a host of such pressures that are more likely for female veterans. Retired Army Colonel Ellen Herring is research director for the advocacy group Service Women's Action Network.
Women have increased risk factors that men probably don't face.
Risk factors that increase the likelihood of problems like homelessness, unemployment, and depression, and contribute to a suicide rate among female veterans that's nearly 2.5 times greater than among civilian women.
They're more likely to have been assaulted. Certainly, they've been harassed. They're more likely to be single and have children. They have a struggle getting jobs at equivalent pay that their male counterparts do. Those are huge financial burdens and challenges.
And the cumulative effect can be that free fall Corchado talked about. VA experts on women's mental health say the transition to the civilian world has long been a priority, but the VA and Pentagon are focusing on it even more. They'll be co-hosting a workshop in August for some of their healthcare workers. Transitioning out and suicide prevention will be central topics. Herring's group also has ideas.
A recommendation was do assessments. Make sure the assessments take into account the possible differences in the experiences between men and women, and then let people know where they stand with an assessment. If you've got some mental wellness challenges, okay, what do I do about it? Who can help me with it?
That's among half a dozen recommendations on the mental health needs of service women and veterans that her group plans to make to Congress, healthcare providers, and veterans groups. She says the results wouldn't just help women. By focusing more on specific issues by gender, male veterans would have better results with their transitions, too. This is Jay Price reporting.